Yeah, I mean, I would. My number one songwriting hero, definitely is Eric Church. I think there are these subtleties that he has in his music, just different ways of saying things that have been said a million times, that I'm such a huge fan of. It's something that I try to emulate. And, you know, when I, you know, asked my management to reach out to his management, you know, I didn't know him personally at that time. We had opened a few shows for him, but had never hung out or really met or anything. And I was definitely nervous, you know, because he's a very selective guy about things that he'll attach his name to. So I made it clear to my management, like, hey, no pressure. Like, I don't want him to do this if he doesn't like the song. You know, like, it's not going to hurt my feelings. It totally would have hurt my feelings, by the way. But it would not hurt my feelings. As a man, I would have stomached it. But I'm very thankful that he dedicated some time to it. It means a lot to me. It might not mean much to you, but it does to me, obviously. But, you know, it's a dream come true, man. You know, so I'm definitely stoked about it, for sure.